tell you one thing. It's good to be here tonight.
Yes.
Be saved.
Yes.
Have peace done in your life.
Amen.
And know that the Lord is really real. And he's kind of forever. How many ever felt the Lord touch you? How many in the house has ever felt the Lord touch you?
Yes, amen.
To speak to you. You know, there ain't nobody can call your name or speak to you like Jesus can. Nobody could ever touch you like God can.
Right.
Just think in the beginning, before everything came into being. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void, without form. And darkness was upon the face of the deep thereof. And the Spirit of God came upon the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And I'm telling you, God can take a life that is hopeless and dark and without beauty, without form, and he can make something beautiful out of a life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When that old earth had nothing in it, no trees, no grass, no flowers, no wildlife, no beautiful clouds, blue sky, nothing.
Right.
And God created something out of nothing.
Yeah.
How many ever felt like sometimes my life ain't nothing, Lord?
Yeah.
Just who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I that you would take pains with and be interested in somebody like me?
Come on.
You mean to tell me he loves somebody like me?
Yes.
You mean to tell me that I'm here for a purpose?
Right.
And there's a reason that I'm here? Yes, there's a reason.
Come on.
God created you for his glory.
Yes.
God created you in his image and after his likeness. And to know him.
To know him.
This world don't know him.
Man.
They really don't. I was 20 years old when I came to Jesus. Drugs and alcohol.
Come on, brother.
I'm telling you, I had no peace.
Come on.
No joy. The boys that I ran with, oh God, have mercy. One of them took an overdose. He died. Died on an overdose. Went out to meet God, lost without God. But I went to church one night. My mommy and daddy raised me right. I mean, I could say I'm glad that somebody told me right and raised me right. I was raised in a Christian home. I knew right from wrong. Got mixed up with the wrong crowd, went the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And they brought out the drugs that night at an outdoor theater. That's how old I am. I'm 70 years old. I'm an old man. Here we are out there outside of a great old theater, big old screen there. Oh God, had the alcohol there, the drugs there, the marijuana there, the pills there, the LSD, I've been on and all, I know. Brought it all out, and they said, come on, Tommy, come on, try this, man, try it. And I did. There is a high to it. There is a high to it. But I did not realize that high would wear off. That high would wear off. And when it wore off, I was just as depressed. I didn't want to live. You know what the devil told me to do? He said, nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you.
Come on.
Why don't you just take your life?
Come on, brother. Come on, preacher.
I was empty. Can I tell you here tonight that when God created you, there's a space right there for him.
Amen.
Until you find him and put him in that missing place,
on the throne,
you will never, ever find peace and joy and hope.
Amen.
I tried to feel it. I tried to feel that empty place in me.
Right.
Come on.
Drugs, alcohol, rock music. I was wrapped up in the rock music. And I tried my best to feel that empty place on the inside. Nothing could feel it. Nothing could feel it. The devil told me, he said, you have nothing to live for. And for 2 years, I was on drugs bad. My life went down, 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 down. I cannot express to you and tell you how depressed I was.
Come on.
I can't tell you the words. I didn't want to live. That's what the enemy does. That's what the devil does. A lot of people said the devil ain't real.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he is real.
Yes.
My God's real. Heaven's real.
Yes.
And Jesus called the devil. He said, the thief. The devil's a thief. And he comes to steal, And he comes to kill. And he comes to destroy.
Yeah.
He comes to take things out of your life.
Yeah.
He's the one that makes you miserable. He's the one that fills your life with all of this stuff. And my life went down. And listen, it never bothered me about taking a gun or a whole bottle of pills or a knife to slice my wrist. When I got in behind the steering wheel of my car.
Come on.
And I turned the rock music up, and this is how old I am. It was 8-track tapes back then. 70-year-old man. I was back in 1974, 20 years old. And I turned that music up as far as it'd go. The wind is just rocking. And I was searching for something to satisfy me.
Come on,
come on.
And I remember coming home one night. That old devil, he told me, he said, speed up your car just as fast as we go. He showed me a tree. He showed me a rock cliff and a curb. He showed me a bridge abutment. He said, go ahead and stomp it. Stomp it. Stomp it to the floor. Go ahead. Listen, I know what it's like to be right at the verge of taking your life and feel like your life is hopeless.
Yes.
I gritted my teeth. And it was all I could do when I turned up that rock music. I played Jimi Hendrix, and he was into witchcraft and voodoo. Oh, God. And that spirit out of that rock music would come into my subconscious when I was high on drugs. I want to tell you something. The devil has to have an avenue to get to you.
Right.
He'll use the world to get to you.
Yeah. Amen.
And what he does, he fills the mind. He speaks to the mind.
Yes, he
puts thoughts in the mind.
Come on.
And it was getting down in my heart.
Oh, yes.
He'd tell me, he'd just go ahead. My hands would break out in a cold sweat. And it's all I could do to keep from taking my life.
Yeah, come on.
But I had a praying mommy.
Amen.
How many in the house can raise your little hand and say, somebody prayed for me.
Yes.
Somebody called my name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I had a Christian mommy and daddy that raised me right. Mommy said, I prayed for you, son. I can remember coming home at 5 o'clock in the morning. My mommy would never go to sleep. I'd slip that key into the front door and step in on that hard wooden floor. My mommy would face me from here right there to where that chair is. Tears rolling down her face. Her face wet with tears. And she said to me, honey, she said, I could not go to sleep. I prayed for you that God would save you and bring you back home. How many could say, thank God somebody loved me? I tell you, my mommy, his love is rich and real, and a daddy's love is great. But can I introduce you to one tonight who hung the stars out in space, that put the moon out in the sky of the night, that made that great big sun ball, that put the beauty in the flowers? Can I tell you, his name is Jesus tonight, and his love is far richer, and it's deeper. And it's sweeter than any love that you could ever find in the world. Raise your little head and say, I'm glad that he loved me so much that he went to the cross and he died and he shed his blood out of reach to somebody like me. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God.
Coming home one night, I just got tired of the way it's living.
Amen.
And I think it's the number one big step is you just got to realize you're not happy.
Yes.
You're not really content. There's something missing there.
Oh.
And the life that you're living, it's not helping you. You're miserable.
That's right.
Come on.
I got to the point that I could not stand that any longer.
Come on.
I was tired of the way I was living and I wanted to change. Oh God, I was coming home one night playing that rock music and I just got tired of it. You got to get tired of sin.
Right.
You got to get tired of the world and its sinful pleasures. I reached over there and I pulled that old 8-track tape out and I laid it in the car seat. And I'm telling you what, it got quiet in that car.
2 o'clock in the morning, I can tell you, I looked at the dash. 2 o'clock in the morning, somebody had his eye on me.
Yep.
Glory to God.
And honest, if God had opened my eyes, I believe I could have saw Jesus sitting right there in that front seat.
Come on.
There was a love that I cannot describe. And he filled the whole car.
Come on.
Somebody loved me.
Yes.
Mommy told me after I got saved. She said, honey, I was a standing there, a Christian mom. I was washing dishes and I was looking out the glass right there, that window where the sink is, and I was washing dishes. There was a field there, went way up, a hay field, and there was a house way up at the other end of that field. Mommy said, I was washing dishes, and she said, all of a sudden I went into a vision. She said, I saw your hands up on the steering wheel of your car. Mommy didn't know I was fighting suicide.
Right.
You may be here tonight and hurting bad, and nobody really realized just how bad and miserable you are.
Come on, brother. Right. Mommy. Come on, brother.
Yeah, listen.
Nobody knows.
Nobody but the Lord.
Your companion might know it, might not know it, your mom and dad might not know it, but something on the inside, you're craving. You're wanting a change, you're wanting something better. Mommy said, I was a washing dishes, and she said, all of a sudden, she said, I saw your hands on the steering wheel. She said, I had a burden for you. I started crying. And she said, I raised my hands. And she said, the dishwashing liquid was flowing down my arms, all the way down my arms. I said, I saw you. She said, I prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, would you save my son? Would you save my son? Thank you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's the reason we preach the gospel. That's the reason we got churches like this, is tell the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That he came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you lift your little head and say, he loved me that much?
Yes.
He loved me that much.
Yes.
I tell you, 2 o'clock in the morning, going outside of Huntington, south on 152, made a right hand turn at the railroad crossing on the Route 75, I headed down 75 toward the Tri-State Airport. I'm telling you, I got over and got off that old tape and I laid it in the car seat and I looked through the windshield of that car and I'm telling you, the stars, it just dotted the sky everywhere, and the love of God filled the car. Listen. And there was a voice that spoke to me.
Come on.
Said, son, not audible, but in here it was so strong.
Yeah.
In here so strong. Said, son, you see those stars? You ever talk to yourself?
Yep.
I said, yep. It was Jesus speaking to me.
Come on. Tell
him. God said, I made him and I hung him in the sky. Wow.
Blessing the Lord.
The moon was just starting to come up over the trees. He said, you see the moon? Yeah. He said, I made it and I hung it in the sky too.
Yeah. Come on.
This is the part that got me. I looked at my hands on the steering wheel. Praise the Lord.
Come on. Obey the Lord.
Raising up my hand to him.
Oh, Jesus, love you, Lord. Appreciate you, Lord.
You mean he loves me?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And that voice said to me, said, I made you. And if you'll come to me and serve me, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're searching for.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Oh, what a God we serve.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And a boy I used to take drugs with, play lead guitar in a band. He got saved right before I did. There was a knock that came up on the door. Went over there and opened it. It was Jerry standing there with his Bible. He said, I just got off work. He worked 4 to 12. He come by the house. Who sent him?
Jesus.
Who sent Jerry?
Jesus.
It was the Lord that sent Jerry. Hallelujah. And I heard that old knock. And I went over there and opened the door. And Jerry stepped in with a beautiful Bible. He sat there and he talked to me about Jesus. He told me about the beauties of heaven. He said, Tommy, for the first time in my life, he said, I've got joy and I've got peace and I've got hope down in my heart. He said, I'm ready for heaven. He said, I wish that I got saved a long time ago. He told me about heaven. He told me about the joy that he had. He said, my mommy and daddy and my sister and I is going to be singing this coming Sunday night. Walden Gap Free Will Baptist Church that's set way out in the country on top of a hill. That old church was built in 1916. An old church, an old white church out on a hillside. He told me how to get to that church. There was just something about Jerry's voice. There was just something about the radiance in his face and the peace that he had. I wanted what Jerry had. Raise your little hand. I want what the Christians got. I want what God's people's got. I'm tired of the devil. I'm tired of the world. I'm tired of its sin. I would rather have Jesus. Lift your little hand to him. Hallelujah. Oh, what a savior. Oh, what a lover of my soul.
Come on.
This will do something to you.
So we got to get to the church.
I said, okay. Sunday rolled around, and I hadn't been in church for a long time. I mean, a long time. I know at least 2 years or more than that. Sunday rolled around, and I looked at Mom and Dad. I said, y'all want to go to church with me tonight? They begged me to go, and I wouldn't go. You see, we had to be ready.
I want this.
Yeah.
You had to be ready to want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Mom and Dad looked at me and said, oh, yes, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, we'll go with you.
Yeah.
I bet it took my mom an hour to get ready. She had the finest clothes on, fixed her hair. Mom had real long hair, you know, and a beautiful. Dad had them nice, I mean, the shoes. Oh, great day. I'm on the wingtip shoes, dress pants, and shirt. And I had a 1974 Plymouth Duster, that old same duster that the devil come in and said, just speed it up and just take your life. God, in that old duster, there's something different about me now. I'm heading in the right direction.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Right. Tired of them bars. Tired of that old rock music. Oh, no, no more of that stuff. Here I am in the same duster. Mom's sitting over here and Dad in the back seat. Here we're going to church. I did several cuts, and I asked Jerry about 3 times. I said, how do you get there again? How do you get there again? He told me, I just said, make a ride and go out in the country, make another ride and go up through there, and then make another ride and go up all the way up top of the hill, gravel road. Here we go. Pulled up on the top of that hill, looked over there right in front of the steps, and there was Jerry. He had that guitar in one hand, and he had his amp in the other, and he set the amp down like that right there, and he said, come on, Tommy.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on, Tommy, come on, come on. Man, I'm glad you showed up.
Come on, come on.
Jesus was glad I showed up, too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus was there, too.
Yeah, he was.
I got out of that car. Took that key and slipped it in there. Mom and Dad already got out and closed their door, and I slipped it. I talked to myself again.
Mom.
I said, as I turned it like that and locked it, I said, inside, I'm not coming back here like I'm leaving this car.
Come on. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
This is sweet and it's real.
Yes.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
Taste it. Taste it.
Taste it.
And I got in there, right there where my tall brothers are sitting right here, Brother Michael, just for the world. I sat right there on the end of that bench, an old wooden bench. I sat on that old wooden bench like that. They got up to sing, and the first song they sung was Prayer is the Keys to the Kingdom of God by the Happy Goodmans. I listened to that. Prayer is the keys to the kingdom of God. I started crying. My goodness. And when they sung that next song, there's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks my seed. And when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might clearly see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me on. If it wasn't for this lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. Listen, when God deals with your heart, you will know it. You are an emotional being. Every one of us has got emotions. And there's times that you can't help but tear up and cry when something really, really touches you. We're emotional.
Yeah.
God put that in you for you to feel Him. I sat there. I looked up at that altar. And it seemed like that I saw Jesus there with nail scars in His hands.
My Lord.
And He said to me, if you'll come to me tonight and give me your life, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for.
Yes.
I watched the tears drop off between my feet on that old wooden floor. You know what the devil had the gumption to tell me? You can't let it. He's got a voice.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Satan has a voice.
Yeah.
Demon powers have voices.
Yeah.
Spirits of darkness have voices. They speak. They speak to you. You know why they do it? Is to keep you from coming to God. They'll tell you all kind of things, the reason you can't serve God.
Right.
I looked up that altar. The devil said you can't live it. There was a preacher sitting on the other end of that bench. He scooted all the way over where I was. He went like that. He said, son, he said, you want to go over and pray? Felt like there's a golf ball in my throat.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I tried swallowing it down. It wouldn't go down. What was it, Brother Tommy? It was conviction. Mm-hmm. It was God's love drawing
me.
Yes,
it was.
Bless
him, Lord. I'm glad it was. He said, you want to go over that altar and pray? I couldn't answer. I went,
yeah.
I'm telling you. I put that right foot out, put the middle man out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Listen, I've been all over the United States, on the East Coast of it, from Canada all the way to Florida. Smoky Mountains, the Grand Smoky Mountains. I've seen a lot of beauty. I've been to a lot of places, and I've had good trips. But that is the sweetest and the dearest trip that I ever took in my life.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. The sweetest trip I ever took. I made my way out right here, and I'll never will forget it. I stepped out like that. Tears are running down my face. And I went to the altar. I fell down on my knees. I went down in darkness. I went down in emptiness. I went down in misery. I went down a drug addict. Hey, Lord, I tell you, I told God, I said, God, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you will help me, I will serve you. And can I tell you that night in 1974, down on bending knees, April the 28th, Jesus did something for me that I could not do. I tried to get off of the drugs and away from the rock music, but I couldn't do it on my own. I'll tell you, his hand reached down to me, hey Lord, and he lifted the old load and the guilt of sin. He took out the misery. I'm telling you, the tears were still flowing and running down my face. I got up on my feet brand new. I got up brand new. Jesus saved me that night. And the blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross, it washed me and he forgave me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
Lord, have mercy sake. Raise your little hands to him right here, right here.
Praise
right here.
You, Lord. Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
God. Oh, Jesus,
what you've done.
It's real.
Christ, Lord.
It's real.
For your love.
You're an emotional being.
Oh,
God put feelings in you.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
And there ain't no feeling like this.
Amen.
I promise you it's not.
Amen.
I got up. Listen to this. I got up. I was looking through new eyes. Man, something happened to me.
Come on.
I reached and hugged Dad. Reached over here and hugged Mommy. I hugged everybody in that church. I did. Oh, Lord, I'm brand new.
Yeah.
I reached over here and hugged Dad again. Reached over here and hugged Mommy. I said, he did it. He saved me, Mommy. He saved me, Mommy. I'm saved. I'm a Christian now. And I get to go to heaven. Ain't that wonderful to mind what God will do? And can I tell you, my life has never been the same. Won't you try Jesus tonight? I tell you, like Ronnie said, he stands at the door and he knocks. And if any man will hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come in. Hallelujah. I'll sup with you. I'll have fellowship with you. I cannot tell you, I opened up the door of my heart and the King of glory and God's only Son, hallelujah, come into my heart and he saved my soul.
Everybody stand. Everybody stand. Would you stand with me? Everybody in the house. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're here tonight, and I want to tell you something. You're here for a purpose. You're here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. Jesus is calling you. Listen, what he did for me, I promise you he'll do it for you. He'll do it for you too. What I found that night on my knees, you can have it too.
Yeah.
You can go back home or wherever you're staying. You can go back a brand new person and say, I don't have to worry because I know that heaven is my home now. How many would like to march out and do like I did? When you see your need, when you really see your need, and you really want something, and to feel better, and to have peace, real peace, won't you do like I did? And come to the altar, kneel at your seat, and say, Jesus, would you do for me what you did for that preacher? I want what he's got.
Come on, children. Come on. God's calling. He's calling. He's calling. And I saw it. I saw it in your face. I see it in your eyes. He is touching.
I'm wandering far.
Come on.
Away from God.
Do you want him?
Now I'm coming.
soul. Here's a precious soul that wants Jesus. Sissy, I don't know your name. Lord, I want that change. I want you in my heart, Lord. Jesus is a moving. He's a touching. Yes, he is.
Care about me. The hand
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, children, tell him, talk to him, talk to him. Make him yours. Make him your Savior. I accept Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. To take my life, hallelujah, Lord. To be pleasing to him.
Oh.